This is Alex Peace of Estates Gazette with Ben Green and Steve Windsor of Atrato Capital, the appointed investment manager to the newly launched Supermarket Income REIT, which has put out a public offering this morning. Chaps, thank you very much for talking to me. I mean, supermarket sector has obviously received a lot of publicity, had a lot of ups and downs over the last few years. Why are you launching a new REIT now?
I've been involved in the supermarket real estate space for the last decade or so, and I've completed $3.5 billion of sale and leasebacks for Tesco's. I've followed the space very carefully, and I started to see a really interesting value opportunity over the last couple of years as supermarket yields softened versus the rest of IPD and indeed most other long income assets. So we decided to launch this in order to take advantage of that pricing opportunity which we saw in the market.
And I mean, how big would you like to grow the fund up to, essentially?
We think over the course of time that this could easily be a £1 billion fund. It's a very large sector. Total supermarket property sector in terms of value is probably worth £100 billion. So huge in terms of commercial property across the UK. So we think our REIT could be £1 billion over the course of time. We have initially £500 million worth of property we'd like to buy, initial seed portfolio of 262, but we're ready to complete on the next lot quite soon afterwards, seeing how we go on the fundraise.
And I mean, what's the outlook for the sector? I mean, it is very confusing. There's been a lot of backwards and forwards, a lot of net store closures. I mean, what's the outlook though for the next few years, really? Have we seen the last of the closures?
The supermarket operators have stopped closing stores now, and actually they're selectively opening. Our thesis all along has been that the right stores in the right locations not only are a shopfront that's necessary for food retail, people just like to go and buy fresh food themselves, but also they form a vital role as the last mile of online delivery. And we think that the Amazon acquisition of Whole Foods last week is a nice vindication of that thesis.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about the investment appetite for these long-dated property income assets? Do you think there is still a lot of interest in the market for that?
Yeah, I think given the search for yield across all asset classes, when supermarket income REIT pays a 5.5% dividend, which will grow with RPI and the inflation component is important, that is an attractive yield and also a very attractive source of inflation for investors, from be it individuals, high net worths, or people trying to protect a portfolio which they own against inflation in the future. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anything with lower volatility or lower risk which pays that higher dividend. So I think it's attractive for many investor types across asset classes.
Good stuff. Well, chaps, best of luck with the fundraising, and thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.